living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Welcome back. Here we are again, once again. Off into hour number two. It is Toward Anarchy. Go to towardanarchy.com and click on today's date. If you would like to follow along, you'll see that my guest is Josh. You try to read something and say something at the same time. Joshua Patterson is my guest. We've been chatting about a couple of things. It's April 19th, if you have to dive through dive into the archive there. You know, Josh is an anarchist and a philosopher and a shaman, and he believes in this idea of the reason that we get here and we do this. I have to say this every time, make this real clear. And it's unfortunate because I can do it here in this long form conversation where we have all this time to be able to do it. I can make it clear every time, so there's not any question about what it means when we say anarchy. It's unfortunate that in the rest of the social media and the short form that it is, that it seems like you have to spell it out every time, because if you leave out one person's thoughts or feelings, you leave out the other guy's philosophy, somebody somewhere seems to want to try to poke some holes into your argument. And it's like, well, that's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm kind of talking about this right now. Well, but I'm an expert in this, and I can't believe you said that. But I'm not talking about that right now. I get it. You're an expert. I understand. I know. You showed me your degree. You whipped it out. I got you. I'm just telling you, that's not what I'm talking about. Can we talk about this? Can we just keep on the subject? And so do I have to explain myself every single time that anarchy is just this thing that we live in daily, that we make all of these choices, that we live and we love and we hate all the people that we encounter every single day. We make these decisions that influence the world around us, and we do it without the consideration of or the need for authority. That's all that we mean. And so having a conversation with Joshua Patterson, were you going to go down to the Capitol today? He's in Colorado, and there's a march, a protest scheduled for the Capitol today. Is that what you're up to?
I thought about it. I think there's another one tomorrow. I'll probably go down tomorrow. I was gonna go down today, but other things got in the way. But yeah, I'll be seeing what's going on sooner or later. I did see in New Jersey they were handing out summons for people who were in their cars peacefully protesting. So that may become an issue. Maybe a couple lawsuits come out of that, which I'm seeing a lot of lawsuits come out of this. It just seems like there's a lot of psychological warfare going on with the media to me. I don't watch the mainstream media anymore. It kind of makes me gag. I can't physically do it, but I do it through the social media and through the news articles and stuff, and I've been reading a lot, and it just seems like the more draconian these measures get, the more fear and separation you create between your own people. And you know, we say we're a united country, and now we're calling in our neighbors in Steamboat Springs. The roommate called in her other two roommates for having friends over. They took them to jail. I don't know what the specifics were, but I mean,
this is
becoming the norm is what I'm saying. And in my county right now, you can visit town. You can't go on the local roads there. And the mask thing is kind of a weird issue to me, because, you know, like when we were in our activism, and if somebody would come up with a mask not from our group, provocateur, you know, you call them out, you single them out, you isolate them. And now It's like if I'm working behind the counter and now my government mandates masks, who do I know who you are and what your intentions are? I'm one guy behind the counter. And then I'm dealing with the public, especially if you're at a bank and things like this. This just creates a very, very odd situation. I saw the dispensary had a, not a drive-through window, but a walk-up window, and the guy had a big red bandana. His head was covered. You couldn't see his eyes, and that was the guy giving out the money or the marijuana. It's getting creepier by the day. But right next door at the liquor store, you can walk right in, and the lady just had gloves on, so...
Oh, it's security theater. We're going through that again. I've been talking a little bit about this over the weeks on the show, but I don't think I had actually called it security theater. But it just reminds me of after the events of 9/11 and sort of the appearance that, oh, we're safer now because the TSA is there, which, it's since been proven that they've literally stopped nothing from happening ever. In fact, they've committed more crimes than they've actually prevented from what we can figure out.
it's making people scared of each other.
It makes people scared. Well, it's funny because we, like you mentioned, so we're down on the street sort of a decade ago, basically, and all of this Occupy and things like this are going on, and that's what created the modern "you can't wear a mask on the street" call. So all of these, over the last decade, all of these cities and towns across the nation that have passed these no mask laws, you can't wear a mask in public.
Exactly. It's before this, everybody was saying, don't wear a mask. Now everybody's mandating you wear masks. Is it? At first, it was the worst. It was the worst virus known to man. Now the numbers are a little skewed. And even with that, it doesn't seem that it's, I'm not saying that people aren't dying and everything else, but we do also have an opioid crisis, and what is the third leading cause of death in America?
Third leading cause?
Yep. Medical malpractice.
Good call, producer Ken.
And the more I'm seeing, like, the guy, I think his name was Dr. Oz, he's saying how the medical industry itself is compartmentalized, much like the federal government, and that the people up top don't really touch a patient, but that they're pulling the strings on the measures and the protocol that's going on, so there's definitely more to it than it looks like, Well, and I think there's more money within the pharmaceutical industry than there is about saving lives. And then how he was talking about how people come in and we make them do all these things that they really don't need. And it's to keep a job, it's not for the people necessarily. And so then I just think we have a flawed medical system, a flawed, intrusive government, but people are opening their eyes to it. That's the important part of all of this. And the more illumination we can show them that, because people don't know that they're getting brainwashed by this and that they're pointing fingers at other people, because I don't like to say this, but you don't see a lot of people thinking for themselves and questioning authority these days. It used to be that people said question authority. Now people question those who question authority, and that's kind of, the tables have turned, but now maybe they're turning back the other way. We can hope.
Yeah, I wonder. It's interesting to see. I was talking about it earlier in the show before you got on, and it's what I've been watching in the social media of the normal people. It kind of bothers me because they really don't seem to care, and it's left or right. They don't seem to care.
Exactly.
They're fine with being locked down for a crisis, which completely defeats the point of setting up a separation between the people and their government and making government subservient to the people. It completely flies in the face of the entire founding of this nation and everything that the founders believed in. And it just you should go to Somalia.
Yeah, and I think at this point the federal government and the Federal Reserve are much more acting as a much more powerful central authority than what the founders ever thought about breaking away from Britain, and that people can't see that. It just starts to blow your mind, because this is what tyranny looks like. This is what violation of your rights looks like. I might not agree with the way we do things, but you know what? I do understand my rights, where they come from, where they're derived, and how to apply them to draconian measures. And and you and I have done things like this. We've stood up for our rights because we had to, because we didn't have a choice. But people feel that not only are their rights not being violated, but other people standing up for their rights, those sheep people should be taken down. And what those people don't realize is that those are the only people left to preserve rights, because even George Washington said the only thing that will protect those rights is the people themselves. And that's the way it is with natural rights or any rights. And that's kind of what anarchists are saying, is I am my own sovereign being. I don't have any your jurisdiction over my geographical birth really holds no bearing to me. And that if I want to live free, as long as I exchange with voluntary interaction and I don't hurt anybody, I'm doing better than what you're doing. And you have the precedent throughout history. So just leave people alone and give them that option. That's all we're asking for. Give us the option. But I've been looking into even off-grid living, and a lot of these places will advertise it as an off-grid place to live, and then you have to have a sewer and you have to have water. Well, and then you have to have a permit for everything, $1,700 to bring in another house. Well, that kind of defeats the purpose of off-grid living at that point. And there's only a few states left that will actually allow you to live off-grid.
Yeah, it's getting less and less all the time. In fact, about the only thing I think maybe the van life guys possibly have figured something out, but even that's going to end now. They certainly have put in place right now with this pandemic going on, this idea that they can control the movement and that they can sort of arrest anybody with or stop anybody with Colorado plates just because they drove into Kansas. So even that is curtailed, and that's something that people like you, myself, many others of us on this side of the fence have understood that they've been working on for a long time, making it impossible to travel without their permission, because they've got to be able to control movement. And it's something like the pandemic is perfect for it, because if you have the freedom to move, that was the idea. It was one of the core ideas behind the building of the nation of the Federalists, is that if you didn't like the rules of Kansas and the laws that they set up there that clearly didn't violate the federal protected rights of people, that you'd just go to Colorado. And you would still have all the same rights as an American. All those things would be protected. It wouldn't matter. You'd just live under a different set of, governors or whatever. Voluntary or not, the point was that you could move about freely. It was such an I don't know what you know about this. Maybe you speak to it a little bit. Just the idea of freedom of movement being a thing that was so well understood as a core idea to freedom that they never even addressed it. Of course you can go where you want to go as long as you don't go on somebody else's private property.
Yeah, exactly. There's a 10th Amendment that says those powers not delegated to the federal government are left to the states or the people thereof. More importantly, right, the people thereof. On top of that, there's 50, and that explains why there's 50 stars on the flag. If you don't like the draconian measures in one law in one place, you can go to the other. Or like me in Kansas, I've personally been SWAT raided by the North Central Kansas Drug Task Force for marijuana. Oh, and fun. So you decide that maybe I'm going to go over to this other, I'm going to cross this imaginary line so that they won't mess with me in that way, know? So, and then back to the 10th Amendment, and the federal government wasn't delegated that many rights, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness also means unrestricted travel. And these sorts of things, including when they force people out of work, the government actually will probably have to pay people. And the burden of proof lies on the government, because they took you out of your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness and the fruits of your labor and your livelihood. I've been listening to a constitutional lawyer, and so what he's saying is that the burden of proof is actually on the government in many of these cases with these violations of rights, and they've violated it so blatantly that it's going to be hard to prove that they haven't.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've moved so far from anything that resembles individualism. It's changed.
Correct.
In my time. I talk about this a little bit because I've had this interesting experience where I've been accused by the state of felonies on two different occasions, about 25 years apart or so. And when it happened originally, it was nothing. It was nobody. I didn't even show up for court, and they issued a warrant. And then I showed up like the next day and said, "Hey, judge, you know, I'm sorry, I missed it." And they're like, "Eh, no big deal." And a couple of conversations and these made up felonies, these things that the state created that had no relation to any crime or violation of a real person or their property. These tacked on, what they always do. This is why the people talk about how the federal courts have like a 97% conviction rate or something. Part of the reason that they have such a high conviction rate is because they pile on charges. Tiger King's a good example of this. I don't know if you don't watch any TV really, so you probably don't know about this. But there's this thing called The Tiger King going on. This documentary that was on Netflix. And one of the things that they did to this guy, as guilty as he is, as much of a jackass as this guy is, they've locked him in a cage. But what they did is they piled on. And so this happens, and it happened to me. And years ago, it was easy to just go, look, I'm not going to agree with the ridiculousness that you put before me and accused me of in your silly little courtroom, and I'm not going to show up. And it wasn't such a big deal. You could make your argument. You can't do that today at all. And it's so much worse with the police, because the police are not being held accountable for their actions on the streets. And so people are being judged and executed right on the streets, and nobody is paying for it. And I don't know what part of Nazi, Gestapo, brown shirt, authoritarian scumbag definitions you need before you realize that these guys are the enemies.
Well, I mean, when the oath of office is blatantly being undermined, you start to wonder, at what level do these people even understand their own rights when they not only support draconian measures for themselves and others, but they enforce them through control? You know, you got to separate the badge from a human scenario where if this happened to my friend, would I feel the same way? And then a lot of times you're not, and then you're going to realize, you know what, I am supporting something called a blue line. And if we all support it in this respect, how is this any different than the Gestapo? I mean, you know, and that's just, you know, I don't think that's crazy to think about. And then now you have people that are potentially, well, I've seen a few instances here where people are self-isolating, and and then they're saying that the self-isolating in nature is illegal, and so then they break their own protocol, and at this point they weren't wearing masks or gloves, and we know that this is an employer that has a lot of infected people. So then they break their own protocol to single out one guy, and they're not wearing masks or gloves, and they arrest him while breaking their own – I mean, how much – you can only read between the lines, and then it's directly in your face, and right, and then so then what is that? Cognitive dissonance? What is that? You know?
Well, that's it, right? Okay, so that's what they're presenting out there, and that's why they'll let it happen. It's okay, because you're supposed to be confused. If they keep you confused, then you don't know which way you're going, and then they can do whatever they want. So I think they're happy to see stuff like that. I think you're sort of referring to any number of things that I've seen here recently, but in one particular instance, a guy out of the beach alone, nobody else around. And they called in like 14 damn cops to round this guy up between the Coast Guard and the shore patrol and things. It's just ridiculous for one guy out there that's obviously not bothering anybody. And this is actually happening across the nation, and it's small. And this is part of the problem with this. You mentioned the word earlier. It's compartmentalized. It's so broken apart. If America was just New York, it would be a huge deal. But America is not New York. So all the people in Kansas, all the people in Colorado, we barely have any concept of what's going on in New York, or care for that matter.
Yeah, and if you listen to some of the experts and the epidemiologists, they say to quarantine the places that are most affected. Or yeah, like a nursing home
thought.
Or whatever,
we'll,
not to just
thought.
Lock
we gotta
down
go
the
in.
Entire place. And that's quarantining right. Sick people.
We got to go into a break. Hold that thought.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Is the place to go if you want to follow along, as always. April 19th in the archive. If it's not right there on the front page, if it isn't April 19th in your world, it is in ours. Joshua Patterson has been my guest. We've been just hanging out and chatting a little bit. We were talking about, you kind of have to because it's going on, this whole virus thing. But we're talking about the what we feel is probably the more important conversation about it. And that's, the impact, how government is using it as a tool and how corporations are using it as a tool to put on these things that this is why I call it a plandemic. A lot of people say plandemic because they're talking about it. And this reality is actually becoming more likely that it's was created in a lab somewhere. And that's actually getting more mainstream press now. We talked about it a long time ago, the potential of it having been made in a lab. And that seems like where they may be coming from, but it doesn't really matter. It's what what comes out of it. It's one of these meta events that we talk about, and what the government is doing, and these plans have been in place for a long time to institute the controls and to do what they do based on the idea that they know that something like this is going to happen. And here's the scary thing: when it all comes down to it, and we find out that this was no worse than the flu. The only difference was the attention to it by government and by the press and the panic that they created. But how do you turn back from that, I guess, is the thing that you're going to have to concentrate on, Joshua, you think if you go to the Capitol tomorrow, you think that our leaders are even listening anymore? Do you think they care? I know you're going just to observe and be with people more than to protest.
Do people really think these people represent their voice of who they are?
I think so. I mean, they keep showing up at the polls.
I've called my congressman, my president. I've done protests. I've done this. I've done that. You know, I've done everything you possibly can that people would, other than, you know, the other good one is, well, you should just move somewhere else. I haven't done that one, but I have called the Congress and done this and done that, you know, minus running for office, but I don't want to control people in that respect. But, you know, this taxation is not representation. This, we got taxation and we got control. So what do they owe us? Our rights back, our freedom, and no taxation. You know, because they did this to us, and why are they still getting paid? There's nobody to pay them.
Well,
as the government grows and
right now,
richer,
isn't it?
And the corporations get bailed out. What happens to you and me? Well, you better learn how to survive and live off the land, because that's probably what's coming. The precedent with all civilizations is they collapse. They don't succeed. So, and this one
is doing
what those other civilizations have done to collapse, but on steroids. So.
That's right. And there's a big, you got to take that bigger picture of history. And that's one of these things that I guess a lot of people miss. Well, let's think about it. History is one of those hated subjects in school. And it's not hated because of the fact that people because it's a particular bent on history. Hell, they don't even know that. It's just that they don't want to learn their history and they don't want to understand it. Well, I tell you what, you may not need to know about Columbus sailed the ocean blue. You may not need to know that, but you better understand the history of the state and what it does in relation to the individual, or you will be a victim of it. You may be an unwilling, unknowing victim of it that you may never realize it your entire life. And that's what's probably even worse.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, which is contributing to this whole thing getting incrementally changed, which it's incrementally desensitized the police, the military, the governors, to where we don't – the average – you know, like Ron Paul always said, principles over personalities. And now what we have are personalities that are – they, you know, like somebody like Donald Trump I call him a career politician because he's been in politics or career.
Of course he has.
Because
he's been playing a political side.
These career
all
politicians
of his life.
That are so rich and wealthy that couldn't understand me and my life at all. And so how do you represent me? And there's nobody to choose from that represents my values. And I also don't have the ability to choose life to live the way that I want to through off-grid living because it's so draconian. And in my opinion, homesteading is what really founded this country.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's pretty sad to see and to watch when you realize where it's going. Because you're watching all these people. I hate to use the analogy, but it's one that people understand these days. But I mean, they're all just slowly marching off to the camps. I mean, they're all one sentence, one paranoia scheme from a new injection, a night at the camp. You know what, brother? Unfortunately, we come to the end. I got to let you go. I told you I'd keep you an hour. It's all over. I appreciate you taking the time, man. I will catch up with you a little bit later.
Likewise. Sounds great. Good to hear from you.
Take care, brother. Joshua Patterson. We'll be right back on Toward Anarchy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Okay, go to towardanarchy.com and click on today's date. It's April 19th. Just go into the archive there if you have to and find it. Let's talk about the website for a minute or two. Let's talk about something other than viruses and controllers. Let's talk about finding a way to freedom. Anything that provides freedom. And that's what I like about the website. And it's one of the I've been building websites since 1994, I guess, would have been the first time I built a website. Would have been just before Windows 95. I had the stormfront.com, and I think that's actually this ought to tell you something about how long ago. So I believe that's actually held by the Nazis. You know, that's the white power website, I do believe. Maybe it's .org. I don't remember. I don't go to look. But, yeah, the Stormfront. I had no idea at the time. I was just Michael Storm. I had done that. That has been my radio persona for 26 years. And it was just, it's funny to think back on it now after that, knowing now that they actually, the Stormfront is a, it's a Nazi publication, used to be, I guess. And they hold that website now that I used to have. It's a funny thing to think back on. But it, one of the reasons that I did it is because it's a creative space, but it was also a free space. You know, it's a, it's this spot where I can go and say what I want to say, and not really anybody could do much about it other than just not go to my website. And so there you have it. That's a, it's a freedom thing. It's your ability to express yourself in a certain way. And I'm lucky to be able to have a show to attach to the website work that I'm doing right now. I've seen a couple of them out there. I was wondering about groups and individuals working to help people create websites, liberty websites, and try to show them the, you know, some of the best practices. I mean, really get into getting their visibility up there, because a lot of us, we don't have the money. And you've been privy to the show over the last year. You've been listening in. You know that this, it's gone from zero to full speed ahead, whatever number is at the top of the speedometer on your car, I guess. We stepped on the gas and took off. And all along, I've been telling you about what I do to alter things and change things to make it, to get that presence up there and to push that, whatever it is that we're doing, out to as many people as possible in the places where they're going to find them, hitting the search engines and things like that. And it really doesn't take that much. If you put just a little bit of effort into what it is you're doing to refine it, to meet the standards of the search engines and what they're looking for. I think we proved it with Google. I think that just that happening in the last month or two that it's been really proved it for me that you could really do it, because I'd never done it before. I'd never beat Google. I'd never made them put me, but I'm there right now. You type Toward Anarchy, we're there. Boom. Finally on there, there's something up there. People use the phrase Toward Anarchy in a couple of papers and things that have been written. And so I've been fighting with those, but this is why it made me mad, because my phrase of just Toward Anarchy, but theirs is Towards Anarchy or Toward a New Anarchy or something. It's not Toward Anarchy. And so I caught Google doing this years and years ago, even before Ted was talking about it. I think I beat the Ted Talks on this by 6 months or something like that. Maybe not quite that. But in exposing the way Google alters the searches, I didn't get into any technical. I just literally just showed it with the camera exactly what was happening and how if you didn't do things a certain way, you would never get what you actually search for. But ultimately, in the end, I beat them. I'm up there. I'm on the top. And that's about just going out there and putting Toward Anarchy out there in every place that I can. But it's also about on the internals of the website, altering that so that it says the right words. And that one of the reasons I'm getting at this is because this is something that I see that just really frustrates me. And so I know that it's got to frustrate other people. And it's when they see something, they expect to get, you go to the grocery store and you buy a box of Cheerios and you open it up and there's Cheerios in it. No big surprise. Open it up and there's tuna fish in it. You might be a little surprised. At least with that, you could probably take it back to the store and get your money back. There's a phenomenon going on. It's been going on for years, since I guess forever. And it's just altering perceptions and making it appear that you're something that you're not, or making it appear like you're part of something that you're not. It's a very dishonest way of using your influence and your name and your position to associate with other people, places, things, ideas without that actually being true or presenting here's an example that I mentioned this once before, I think, is I play a little bit of video games. I download more video games and collect more video games than I actually play. And like on my phone, I'll try them. I'll just be sitting around doing nothing and I'll try them. So I'll download a game and I'll download it because I just saw an ad for it. And then I'll play the game. And there's nothing about the ad in the game. The ad is completely different. Garden Escapes is one of the ones. It's a huge game right now, but they're doing this, and I don't understand why they have to. The game was already huge before they started doing this, but all of a sudden it's a thing where they're presenting this idea of what the game looks like, but you get into the game and it's completely different. It's nothing like it. And it happens across the board in all of these places. And that's what frustrated me about the Google things, because that's not Toward Anarchy. When I type in Toward Anarchy, I want the pages that say Toward Anarchy, not Towards a New Anarchy. And if I know for a fact that there's 1,000 pages out there that say Toward Anarchy, and you put Towards Anarchy, Towards a New Anarchy, Towards anything other than Toward Anarchy at the top of your results page, you're not honestly producing the search results. And so it's frustrating, but it's beatable. It's a winnable fight. And I know that there are a lot of people out there in a position like mine, in a position like yours, you know who I'm talking to, that you want your voice, you want to be heard, and you want it to be as impactful as it can possibly be, whatever you're doing. And you want to be honest and fair. You go to my webpage, there's nothing in it that is any presentation of anything but me. Yeah, I bring other people's stuff onto the page and provide some links and stuff. But everything in the page is me. You're not coming to the page and going to get something else. You're not coming to the page and going to get somebody else's opinion. And that's just not true of what's happening with the manipulations of information across the board. It's really great right now watching people grasp their technology and understand it a little bit better. You know, my 10-year-old understands technology better than most people do, most adults do. And so it's good to see him back home again. It's funny watching some of these presentations, especially these live things. There's been a number of them. Duncanville is a cartoon on Fox that they did a live reading of their first episode of their pilot episode with all the different actors all chiming in through Zoom. And so it's funny. You hear it happen on the show here every once in a while. Can you hear me? Are you there? It's doing that back and forth thing. I don't know what's going on. I don't understand. I've got my voice. I can hear you. Why can't you hear me? You know, these conversations, except they're happening in courtrooms. They're happening in across the most professional presentations everywhere. Everybody's doing it. All the late night guys are doing it. It's funny to watch. It's interesting to watch. But I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, and I didn't follow through on it. Okay, so some of the things that are disappearing off the shelves. Technology is one of the things that's disappearing off the shelves. Go to Walmart right now. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 Walmarts in this town, north, south, east, and west, literally. And they are all basically wiped out of all printers, all tablets, all computers. There's some, the more expensive stuff, the really, really high-end ones aren't gone yet, but they're going. And they're not being restocked. That stuff's not getting back on the shelves. That's kind of scary because that's how everybody's communicating right now. Everybody is using these devices to stay in touch. People that would never use a computer, never wanted to be on the internet, never wanted to use FaceTime or any you know, Skype or any of these different programs. Oh, I don't want to get involved in that. I don't want to do it. I only got my best friend Dwayne to text within the last few years. You know. I had a smartphone before he did. and he's a tech guy. He didn't want to get into it. He didn't want to send a text. He didn't want to do surfing from his phone and things like that. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about? You don't want to be able to access the internet, the entirety of the internet from your phone. I was doing it on a flip phone, visiting websites. eBay was one. eBay was a great site that always had a very mobile friendly site, and mobile.ebay.com. I think it's even still there. I'm a wheeler and a dealer. I'm always buying my Legos. That's what I've been doing this whole time off, is building different sets. And I have a few right now. They recently came out with a series called Speed Champions, and I've just been loving them, because before this racing, it's cars, and I'm not a huge car guy, but I like cars. I'm a guy. I keep my man card up to date. I do my work on my own cars, things like that. So I like them, but I'm not like one of those car guys, you know. But they came out with this series of Speed Champions, and before these came out, all of the cars that they did, anything that wasn't just a simple little model with a very short wheelbase, both lengthwise and widthwise, very limiting. Before they started doing this series, they had the Techniques ones. And if you know what the Techniques are, they're not like normal Legos. They're more like an Erector set. Even they're very raw. They don't necessarily fill in the gaps. And so they looked very raw. And then what they would do in that place is they make panels, almost like a quarter panels on a real car that would go. But then you can't use those pieces on pretty much anything else but that one model. And so it was kind of limiting in that. But then they started building these, and they expanded the wheelbase on them. I got these great. I got an Audi Quattro right here, the most recent one I built. I built it after the show last Sunday. And it's a little racer, and it's actually a two-seater, as I really like in that. The fact that it actually looks like a real car, because a lot of the smaller ones, like I expect maybe a McLaren, it's going to be a race car. It could be a single seat. It's not necessarily a passenger car. But where's my Porsche? Where'd you go? I have a 81 Porsche. What is it? 74. Oh, geez, I didn't think of that. 74 Porsche 911 Turbo, but it's small enough that it's a single seater. And we all know, the car guys certainly do, even I know it, that the Porsche, the 74 Porsche, is not a single seater. So even then, even with this new series, I have my problems with some of these two seaters, the Ferrari. And I have this Audi Quattro, and I think this one box that I have here that I haven't opened, it's the most recent I picked up, is a 2018 Dodge Charger, or no, sorry, Dodge Challenger, and then an SRT Demon. Or is it, I'm sorry, 2018 Dodge Challenger SRT Demon and a 1970 Dodge Charger RT. I was trying to say them both in one, apparently. Jeez, just read the box, son. I think... from the box. I haven't opened it up yet. Maybe it's a two-seater, too. I have the other one still undone yet. It's a Jaguar, Formula E Panasonic Jaguar Racing Gen 2 car, and a Jaguar I-Pace E Trophy. And it looks like it's a little two-seater, too. Really neat. And what's great about them is that they come with branded pieces. So instead of stickers, there's actually like logos branded on. Those things become sort of really rare. And like the Ferrari one, it has it's all official Ferrari. It has like their logo, their uncopyable logo and things like that on it to prove that it's a real Ferrari product. And they released the little minifigures. That's my thing. You know, it's the little dudes. I have hundreds of them all around me right here in the studio, all around me. Disney, Simpsons, Batman, Marvel, you name it. And all of these little cars come with a branded figure with them. So, the Chevy came with the guy in a with the white racing uniform with the blue Chevy stripes and a blue helmet, and it has the Chevy logo on it. And the Porsche guy, he's cool. He's got a leather jacket and he's got the little Porsche symbol on his shirt that you can see through the leather jacket. That's what I've been doing. So I'm going to build another one after the show tonight. I think I'm going to build this Nissan. Here, no, where'd it go? There it is. I've been collecting them over the last couple of months, actually. It may sound like I have a lot of them here, but I've been collecting them over months, and I don't build them all at one time so that I get to enjoy them. And that's one of the great things about these series, the Speed Champions ones, aside from the fact that they make the cars look really good and they're doing a lot of two-seaters, so they look more realistic, they look more like the actual vehicle, is the piece count. This, and if you're into Legos, you understand the piece count is a big deal, especially when you start talking about branded stuff and getting a minifigure with it, a special minifigure that isn't going to be found in any other set. The piece count is really important because you get sort of $20 for 300 pieces as opposed to like 170 pieces in a lot of other sets. Oh, we're coming up to the break. We'll wrap this thing up here on Toward Anarchy. Come right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Song? I love that television show, The Prisoner. What a great television show. I remember watching it as a kid. We watched it. Well, you know, I'm old enough that we only had three or four television stations. I lived in Denver. So there was only a handful of stations to see you before 2 and 31. So we'll leave those guys out. 4, 6, 7, 9. And 12. That's what I grew up on. And 6 and 12 were public broadcasting. And so Doctor Who, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, The Prisoner, Are You Being Served? Amazing shows. Stuff that I, to this day, I just make me laugh. Yeah, four channels. Yeah, sounds like I had a few more. And then about the time it's been maybe 10 or 11 when Channel 2 came along. And then not long after that, Fox arrived, actually became a thing. And then I've never turned off Fox since. I mean, really, that's been my station of choice, if I had one at all, since. Because Married with Children, Simpsons, just some of the most... just the greatest in Living Color. Oh my God. Just some of the greatest television shows to ever come across the airwaves. I mean, The Simpsons are still on, and Married with Children, it's in syndication on multiple stations. And they've just put out some amazing stuff over the years. Yeah. Right. Oh God, it's ridiculous. Now, even here in, even out here in the boonies, and trust me, Topeka, Kansas is still the boonies. We still have, you know, all of these UHF stations and things like that. There's dozens of them now. They're everywhere. Not back when I was a kid, though. That's how old I am. That dates me a little bit, doesn't it? Just a little bit. Not too bad. I don't know what I'm doing next week. I don't know who's coming on the show. I got a couple of guests that I'm trying to nail down right now. I don't know who it's going to be. I'm trying to pick which one. Listen, there's no shortage of people that I can bring on the show to talk to. So I'm just going to pick somebody that's going to be an interesting conversation. And we'll have that coming up next week. As always, you stick around on the network. James Kelso is up next. And, you know, just these amazing programs across the network. I just encourage you to support the network and get involved if you can, because it's a really simple way to make sure some great voices are being heard out there. If you can't do anything else, you know, if you can support, that's what you do. And we'll carry the torch and we'll bring these great ideas to people for you. And we'll spend the year fighting with Google to make sure that we can get our name out there, even for something simple. We're ready and willing to fight those battles. And we appreciate your support. And I appreciate being able to even come here and do this. It's a great thing to be able to come here and just sort of exercise my demons and talk about the things that I want to talk about and tell you about Legos. And I'll do it all again next week, right here, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Ward Anarchy. Stick around. Take care.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.